And now, a word from our sponsor, Modern Artifice.
Just another day in New Dice City, a metropolis mired in corruption and crime. Can a new hero roll out to save the innocent?
Give me all your dice.
Oh, someone help me, please.
Stop right there.
Who are you supposed to be?
Dice Master.
Before you hurt that innocent citizen, I'll have to ask you for a robbery check.
Should dice roll?
Oh, no. A natural one.
Looks like you really crit the bet on this one.
Kaplow.
Oh.
You saved me, Dice Master. How do you do it?
I get all my dice from Modern Artifice. Their high-end stylized dice sets give me everything I need to keep rolling smoothly. So head on over to Etsy.com/shop/Modern Artifice and fill up your utility belt today.
Another day saved thanks to Modern Artifice. Use our discount code GOON10 at checkout for 10% off your order. Modern Artifice, for your one-stop shop for magical merchandise and nerdy novelties.
Irina. It's all I hear about these days. Pass me the rouge. Oh, she treats husband so brutishly, and he fawns on her like she is royalty. Cheek, not lip. I give him the respect he deserves, and how am I repaid?
It's like I'm invisible.
Hush, Volanta. It is insult enough I must hear her name repeated by the Count. Must I be battered by your constant mewling as well?
Oh, you're so lucky, Ludmilla. You are used to not being the favorite anymore ever since I arrived. Oh, if only I were as old and weathered as you, then perhaps I could bear the daggers of fate caring as little as you do.
Pick your fights with the green one, Volanta. I will not rise to your bait. Make your peace. The princess will soon either be dead or one of us, and you can be as horrible as you like to Irina either way.
She's gone, you know.
What did you say? Anastraya?
She climbed out the window on that wedding train she has been sewing for herself.
She's trying to escape, it seems. And you thought this did not bear mentioning until now?
I thought it would be more fun this way.
Now we get to chase her. And her little friends, too, unless I much miss my guess.
Irina! Bring her back to me!
See what I mean?
Hey there, Dungeoneers. The Strahdcast will be celebrating its one-year anniversary this Halloween. To celebrate, we have a lot of fun stuff going on. On Monday, October 17th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, we'll be premiering our Death House mini-campaign live on Twitch. Come join us for this super spooky, super deadly, classic D&D dungeon crawl, featuring Campbell, Kay, Tyler, and Ned as all new characters summoned to Barovia years before the goons' arrival. We're also running a sweet Patreon promotion for our anniversary month. When you make an annual subscription to our Patreon at any level during the month of October, you'll get a 10% discount on your subscription, a pack of 3 never-before-seen goon stickers, and an original postcard from us. If you're already a subscriber and you upgrade your monthly subscription to an annual one this month, you'll receive all the same goodies. If you've been waiting for the right time to join our Patreon, this is the sign you've been looking for. You'll instantly gain access to our Discord, where everyone is super cute and supportive, you'll receive a 15% off discount code for our merch store, and you'll unlock over 150 Patreon-exclusive goodies, including 12 secret backstories, 19 episodes of Goon Talk, our talk show podcast, 17 behind-the-scenes clips, all of Kay's keeper notes from Madness and Mercy, and so much more. We can't wait to meet you there.
When last we left our heroes, their dinners finished, the party prepared to leave Castle Ravenloft, but not before Winnie had a chance to try and reach Irina. Reaching out with her magic, she discovered Irina climbing her way down the Ravenloft tower, suspended by a length of wedding train. Hastily leaving the castle, Callister spread his wings and flew up to grab Irina. Fleeing the scene on their horse and cart, our heroes were still within sight of the castle when Strahd's dread voice rent the air, and the brides were dispatched to bring Irina back. A battle ensued at high speeds, culminating in Bride Volanta throwing Kaz in the path of the speeding cart, bringing the chase to an explosive end. With nowhere left to run, will our heroes be able to defeat the brides and rescue their friend? Find out now on the Strahdcast. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Shuffle off this mortal coil and transport yourselves to the far, foggy realm of Barovia.
The peace of the Barovian evening is for a moment irrevocably disturbed at the crashing of your cart. turning and tossing along the road as all of you are lifted up from its by its momentum and tossed to the ground, and you find yourselves crawling out of the wreckage of the still slightly burning cart here. You still do have Irina and Gertruda and Pasha with you.
Oh my god.
How is Gertruda looking after 20 something damage?
Not great.
Jesus.
Not great. Not great.
Poor girl.
So, and the brides kind of come to land after having just been run over by the cart, Kaz, you and Volanta both. They just begin to rise. Anastria still holding Winnie by the ankle, just like dangling her in the air. And Ludmilla coming to rest just a little ways away. The brides have a sort of sour expression on their face, all except Anastria, who is still laughing and cackling with gleeful mirth. They look at you and say, and you can see, in fact, like, you see on... oh my god, their names. I get them confused every single time I want to say somebody's name. On Volanta's face, you can see where the road, like, scraped away the first layer of skin on her face. Yeah. And as she comes to stand again, you can see it, the skin healing and rematerializing over her face as she comes to scan. Like, you can see, like, the eyeball exposed and a bit of cheekbone, but it kind of weaves itself back together as she comes back to a resting place with a sour expression on her face. And she says,
I was content to just bring the girl back to Strahd, but you have tested my patience far beyond its breaking. We finish this now, sisters!
And she is going to be up first.
Oh, God. Jesus.
Uh-huh. Yes. Okay, so standing right next to you as she is... Okay, she is going to attack you. She's going to attack you. She's going to attack once with her claws. 17 on the die, I believe will hit. Yep. As she gets back up, not even looking at you, Kaz, as you come to rise next to her, she's not even looking at you. She's still staring daggers at the rest of you. And she just, like, throws out her arm and grabs Kaz around the throat, grappling her.
Oh, geez. Shit.
As she grabs you around the throat, Kaz, you can feel her thumb, like, press up into your jawbone, like, jerking your head back, exposing the flesh of your neck.
No!
Yeah, and here it comes. Oh, cock die. That's gonna hit a 16 on the die plus 6. Yes. Oh, unfortunately, that's gonna hit, so you are gonna take, Kaz... 5 points of piercing damage.
So 2.
Mm-hmm. And only 2 points of necrotic damage.
That's great.
But yeah, she like jerks your head to the side and as she bites into Kaz and like begins to drain the blood, you can see even more of her wounds coming back together, healing herself. We are now going to go to Ludmilla, who stands a distance away, looking just fucking bored. Couldn't be bothered. And she raises that one hand and reaches into the bodice of her dress and pulls out what appears to be dangling from a long chain, what looks like a whistle.
Fuck.
At the end of which is a skull, like the output of the whistle is an open maw of a skull. She blows into it, the sound that emanates from it sounds like screaming, like the screaming of someone being tortured. And as she lowers it from her lips and gives you all like a slight smirk and a narrowing of her eyes, the earth rends apart in front of her.
Oh my.
Oh boy.
Oh my god.
Oh boy.
Oh my god.
As like fire and shadow plumes out from the stretch of road and emerging from this new chasm in the earth to what look like dogs. Their skin, a ashen gray, hung tight. Oh, you can see their ribs. It's like the skin is just stretched over the skeleton of a dog. Their lips peeled back, revealing the ever grimaced teeth in their skull, set in which are also two eyes that blaze with fire.
Oh my god.
Burgess.
And that is gonna bring us to you, Artemis.
Oh boy.
What do you got, bud?
Oh god.
No pressure, okay. Bud.
Yeah, right?
So where am I? Just point to me.
I put you right here. You are this green D20, so sort of towards the back of the action here. These D6s are the dogs just came out. That's Kaz. Those are the brides. That's Winnie. You get it. Also, notably here, to this side is Forest. This is the cart, still sign of burning. To this side of the road, you actually come across the river. So that's rushing water there. So what do you feel like?
So there's no way I can get... there's no brides that are 5 feet away from each other, right? Or brides.
Not at this current moment, no. But there is a bride and a hound that are within 5 feet of each other.
Oh, yeah, without... So could I try to hit one of them with Hail of Thorns and hit the other without hitting Kaz?
You could aim for the... Cause that's within 5 feet, right?
Yeah.
So you could aim for this dog here and then hit the bride.
Perfect.
But if for the bride, you're going to hit Kaz.
Okay, yeah, I'll go for the dog.
Okay.
And this is, I have no level 1 spell slots left, so I'm using level 2 Hail of Thorns.
All right, fire away, pal.
Fuck.
Oh, no.
Nat 1.
No!
No. Yeah. You fire the shot and you think that it seems like it's gonna strike true. In fact, you're confident, Artemis. You almost feel confident to look away from the arrow as it travels through the air. But she aimlessly, the bride reach up and grabs it right out of the air before it strikes her in the eye, stopping it dead.
Can I take another shot?
You sure can.
Okay.
Change dice.
You fucking better.
I give up.
All right. This is my purple heart D20 I got in the bag from D.
Come on, Valentine's D.
Valentine's D.
Not great. With my bonus, that's a 15 to hit.
15, yes.
Nice.
Cool.
Woo. Okay. So then I'm going to roll the 2d10. Well, first I'll roll the arrow damage. So one on the die, so that's a 5 for just the arrow hit.
Woof.
And then let me roll the 2d10 for the Hail of Thorns.
So how much was the arrow damage?
A whole 5 points of damage.
Listen, it all counts.
Jesus! I rolled a 2 and a 1 on my 2d10s.
Okay, we're at a slow start. We're building up ahead of steam.
Don't tell us what it is. You know what this is.
An extra 3 points of damage.
Okay. Both of them will, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
And that will end my super shitty turn.
Okay. Callister, you're up.
So Callister just did his duck and dodge while holding onto this heavy ass crossbow somehow.
Uh-huh.
And he
very impressive.
And he gets back on his feet and there's like twigs and shit in his hair. And he's like unscathed and surprised that he's unscathed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then surprised he still has his heavy crossbow. and then he hears Winnie like yelping in the air. And then he goes, huh. And then he is Sangfri still on the bride that I sent him on last time?
He has not been popped.
He has not been popped.
And I set him on the one that was messing with you,
yes,
right?
Yes, then yes, so. That's fine, yeah.
So then I'm going to go for a shot to help Bay out.
Okay, shot it. Okay, great.
And that's... Oh, my brain hurts.
We just started!
What's my proficiency? Okay, so that's +6, so it's a 20. Dirty great. 20.
Yes, that'll hit.
Okay, and that's with advantage, so I get my sneak attack?
If you want to use your bonus action to command Siegfried to use the help action, then yes, it will be with advantage.
So that has to happen every turn.
You get your sneak attack regardless because Winnie's within 5 feet.
Siegfried.
But yes, to command your familiar takes your bonus action. Yes.
Even if that's something I already told him to do before?
Yeah. You have to do it every turn, yeah. Okay. You can't, like, say, yeah, you can't issue it, and then he keeps doing it. You have to do it each turn.
Okay. So then I ready the shot, and I whistle. And I whistle, I can't. I whistle, and get Sang Peter like, fuck with this bride, get in her hair and shit.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so that's 8.
Great.
11. So, 19.
Great. Okay. A number 3.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you see your arrow sings through the air and strikes true. Anastria being like pushed back a little bit in the air and having to find her balance again as it slams into her shoulder, and she whips her head around and gives you a cheeky grin, baring her teeth. Anything else?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to try to position myself underneath those two wrestling.
Okay, great. Perfect. So in this forest here is going to be considered rough terrain, just for everyone's knowledge.
Got it.
Kaz, that brings us to you.
Okay. What's the deal with this this like hell mouth that just opened up in front of me? Is it still there, or did it like?
It is still there.
Oh. All right. I want to try to throw Volanta into it.
Oh! Fuck it up.
So if she's like. Mm-hmm. Suckling at my neck.
Yeah, you are currently grappled by her.
Ooh. Sorry. I know it's warm.
It is hot in here. Whoa!
Okay, so yeah, what do I need to do to try to get her thrown into the... I guess, like, try to take control of the grapple and then...
Because you can attack one of your attacks when of your attacks can be used to try and grapple someone, right?
Yeah, that's how that works, I think. Mm-hmm.
So if you want to use your first attack to, like, reverse the grapple.
Yeah.
So that you're, you know, you're kind of grappling each other. Right. I'm going to say, yeah. If you want to try to grapple her, then I'll say that you can be kind of, like, wrestling with each other.
Okay. All that's right. What I want to try to do. So mm-hmm. is that going to be an attack roll, or is that going to be a strength
check? So a grapple is an athletics check on your part. Okay. Contested by her athletics or acrobatics.
Okie dokie. Let's make it happen. So...
I'm gonna pee myself.
Go pee, Ned. Go pee.
No, like out of anxiety.
Yeah. It's not real pee.
It's fake pee.
It's stress pee.
It's pee in my head.
All right, athletics.
My head is okay. Full of pee.
You can athletics do athletics.
Like, athletics is like my
You're
best.
You're great at.
I can do athletics.
Oh my god.
You can't do athletics.
13.
No.
10.
Kaz.
I rolled a 2.
Oh my god!
Well, you get those with advantage.
I do?
You make athletic checks to get advantage when you're raging.
Oh, you're so right.
Oh my god! Please!
Is that actually true? I'm not gonna, you know what?
Yes!
Yep, it's true. Okay, yes, that one beats it. That's a 19.
Yeah!
Oh, great. Okay, so she's got you by the throat, and yes. I think you just, like, what do you do? Because you're now, like, entangled with each other.
If she's, so, okay.
Like horny teenagers playing Twister.
I'm sorry.
Like so many horny teens.
So I'm just trying to like picture this. So she is like, she had her like, she did like this thing and then kind of like, I think I just fucking like, lift her up. And then I climb to the top rope. Yeah. And then I put her in a hammerlock.
Watch out! Somebody call the authorities, this is a debacle.
$18,000 and a shot at the title. I think I just backhand her off of my neck.
Yes.
I think she's like, she's in my neck and I'm just like, what, pow.
Yeah, okay.
And then you get her in a full Nelson.
Yeah.
And you do a suplex.
I don't know if you're allowed to grapple each other, but I'm gonna say that's what's happening.
Yeah.
So then you can either like try to move her now, or you can do that second attack.
I want to try to throw her into the pit.
All right.
Could grapple her and pick her up and throw her into the pit.
Like, I want to try to like not only push her over the pit, but like
give me another
pick her up and slam her down so she can't.
Give me another athletics.
Beat the momentum.
Okay, that's another 13.
All right, I rolled a 15 and a 17.
Very
the 17
nice.
That'll be
20
enough.
Something.
Right, so you lift her up and you're trying to throw her into this like moat of fire that's opened up.
It's like, I really am trying to like suplex her. I'm trying to just like pick her up and whoop.
Then she is going to try to hold on to you the same way that you did when you dragged her down. So give me another athletics check.
Okay.
Come on, baby.
Here we go. Dirty 20.
She got a 22.
Fuck!
She got a 19 on the die. So you like... You like
Get her off your neck, Kaz. Lift her up over your head like in fucking Mad Max with the Felicarian the engine. And you go to chuck her, but she like a serpent. She almost slithers down your arm.
Gross.
And wraps around you. And dang, you find you, the momentum from your own throw, and you find both of you find yourselves tumbling forward into it.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God.
This I did not account for. I did not account for this.
All right, let me draw a map of hell real quick. All right, hold on.
Yeah. All right, the seven circles.
You flip this upside down.
Yeah. Yeah. You're both going into the upside down. Okay.
Oh, Lord.
So you both fall into it.
Oh, my God.
Fuck. Okay, give me a... Give me a charisma saving throw.
What?
What?
Fuck,
that's not
okay.
Good.
No, this
my
is not
charisma.
Good at all. This is not good. I don't get advantage on those on the raging,
with
do
a
I?
Demonic deity?
Okay. Dirty 20. That was a great time.
Whoa! All right, this is what I did. Fuck, okay. So Kaz. You break her off your neck. You lift her over your head. You go to tuck her in. She serpentine sweeps down your arm and wraps herself around you like a boa constrictor. And both of you find yourself tumbling forward into this mode of fire. You are gonna take 13 points of fire damage.
Okay. Ooh.
But as you feel yourself kind of connect with it, you get this strange sensation, something is pulling you deeper into the chasm. And you can see, this is what I've done. You can see Volanta also begin, it's like that TikTok effect where, you're getting pulled into a black hole.
Yeah.
You know, your arm starts stretching out ahead of you. And so with all of your strength, you begin pulling back, and you can actually see as you look down, a space open up that looks like the dungeon of a castle. And you can see, and as you look down, you look in horror, as you can see sickly, putrid, deathly forms up to their waists in water.
Oh,
all
God.
Of these zombies turn their head up towards you as you begin getting sucked through this portal.
Holy shit.
But with all of your strength, okay, you manage to pull out and climb back up on Jesus Christ.
What?
Climb back up Volanta like a ladder. As she's tearing and clawing at you with fire and hatred in her eyes, she says, "You have not seen the last of me!
I decide when this is over."
Yeah! Hard to kick her, and she gets sucked through the hole,
oh my
and you
God!
Get spit back out.
Yes!
Onto the road around you. She is out of the fight.
Yes!
Yes! Fuck yeah,
Kaz!
Shit!
These are the. I made. Yeah. Well done.
Long live the king.
Hi, girl.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Lion King moment.
Wow. All right.
Great. So, anything else, Kaz?
Anything else?
No.
As you pop back out, your pant leg is on fire.
That's Anastria. That's the other one, Ludmilla.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any more attacks, but I stand up and just stare daggers at Ludmilla.
Great. Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow.
Next.
Wow. 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 Next wow. Bitch. That changes things considerably.
All right, everyone, put them in the hole.
Place them
good.
In the hole.
Yeah. Yes. Just gently.
Okay, Winnie, you're up. You are currently held aloft, swinging up. Anastria is with her foot, which is kind of turned into a bat foot that's grabbing you around your ankle. You're hanging upside down in the air.
Okay. What were you saying, Artie?
Oh, I was going to say, seeing Kaz do that, could I, free action, just look at Kaz and raise my bow in there and just yell, "Come on!"
Yeah! Hell yeah.
Nice.
Dangling upside down in the air, I made some comment like 30 seconds ago how this was super fun and I was trying to be all badass.
Yeah.
I am no longer feeling badass. And I'm like, with horror, I've watched from the air as the cart has crashed. And in this moment, I just really wish I had my tally-ho, but he's back in Velaki with Lydia Petrovna. And as I'm thinking about how much I want my tally-ho, in Irina's arms, wherever she is, a little tally-ho appears. And then it licks her face and gallops out of her arms. And then shooting past her come more and more and more tally-hos.
Spiritual guardians?
And I cast spirit guardians from where
excellent.
I am.
Excellent.
Fuck yeah! Yes.
So we got double spirit guardians up. And then as I watch those tally-hos gallop out, I just like look up from where I'm dangling and I physically go like this and I try and erase a racer clap on Astraea's head with spiritual weapons.
Great. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Because you had that up last time.
I had that
right?
up last time.
Yeah. Okay, great.
14.
No.
It's okay. Okay.
She like reels back and looks back down at you, tongue lolling out of her mouth, and just like her grin is like the grin that grows up to her ears. She can't be bothered. Anything else, Winnie?
That's it.
That is going to bring us to Anastria's turn, which means she has to make a save because of Spirit Guardians. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
So that's against your wisdom, your spell save DC.
Spell save. Yep.
Boy,
that's going to fail. With a 2.
Great. Okay.
So she takes however much damage.
3d8 radiant.
Nice.
Wow! Okay, what, how much, help me add.
7 and
9,
15.
Nice.
Yep, yes. Do you add, yes. So nice, 15 nice. Radiant damage, yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Okay, cool. So now with the spirit guardians kind of, with all the tally-hos whipping around her, she sort of like whips her head back and forth trying to track them through the air. And she looks down at you and says, "That is cheating. This is supposed to be a game with just us." And she is gonna fly.
What are you doing with me?
Oh yeah, leave.
Oh, sorry,
leave
sorry. Where's Cal?
Get your hands off
me.
Unhand me, you brute.
Such a little bun, not yet finished cooking. Let's put you in for a few more minutes!
And she lets you go.
God.
And you begin to drop down towards the burning wreckage of the
car.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a great line, though.
It was good.
Damn it, that was good.
That was pretty good!
Give me a dexterity saving throw as you drop through the air.
18.
Great. So you're gonna take half damage.
Okay.
You're gonna take some fall damage. You were 30 feet up, so you're gonna take 5 points of bludgeoning damage as you smack into the cart.
Okay.
And then you're gonna take, as the flames lick up around you, you're gonna take two more fire damage.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So you go crashing down into the cart, but you manage to land on like maybe like a sack of something that you had in there, and it kind of breaks your fall. So you are amongst the flames, and she's still in the air above you, flapping her bat-like wings, just staring down at you, cackling. Okay, Drogar, you're up. Holy what do you got, God. Dad?
So I imagine that like after this wreckage and everything happened, you see Drogar, and he stands up, and like his clothes are torn, and there's a scrape across his face. And like, there's a bruise on his, like he's beat up
because
he just got fucking slung in this. And like, half of his chainmail shirt is like kind of dangling. And he just looks, he sees everything going on and he sees you doing what you're doing. And he sees Callister like fucking up Anastria, and then Anastria drop Winnie and he just goes, "I've had just about enough of this shit." And he reaches over and he rips off the chainmail like sleeve that's dangling. And he goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
What's he gonna do?
How tall is Anastria up in the air?
30 feet.
That certainly changes things.
Oh no, he had such a head of steam. Are you trying to jump up?
I cast Lizard Leap.
And grab her, is that what you're trying to do?
I put my chainmail sleeve back on.
I don't think you can get 30 feet up in the air.
I'm gonna do one better.
Okay.
I'm gonna make that movement toward her and I'm gonna go and I'm gonna turn undead.
Okay, you have another one of those, yeah? Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
Woo!
Okay, on her. So she is gonna make a, she has to make a save against your spell save DC, correct?
Yes.
And this is wisdom?
Yes.
16.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. She still takes damage though, yeah? Or no, or no. Does she have to flee? What is it? Hang on.
I think it's nothing. If the creature fails its wisdom saving throw.
Okay,
for a minute,
yeah,
it is turned.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So she kind of like, you go up and you send your angelic light out towards her, but she's ready for you. She like does a U-turn in the air and comes swooping around, and you can see her form like flicker through the flames for a moment as she just kind of like does a shuttle loop around and takes her spot back up.
So like he misses that, and he just like takes his shield and his mace and he just goes, and he's just like, come on, and just waits for her.
Okay. Great. Anything else, Drogar?
No, that'll be it.
Okay, that is going to bring us to the Hellhounds. They...
Oh, right. Forgot about those.
They snarl and shoot forth. This first one is going to come after you, Callister. That's a 14 to hit.
Meets it, beats it?
Meets it, beats it.
Yeah. I'm 14.
Yeah, so it'll hit.
I should upgrade my armor, huh? I have my beginning armor on still.
Well, what's your dex? It's 3, right?
Yeah.
Hey, okay. You could probably get some better armor. But yeah, so it runs forward, gnashing its jaws, and it's going to hit you. You are going to take 11 points of piercing damage, Dan.
Ow.
And it's as flames like come loose from its maw as it bites on you, you're going to take an additional 6 points of fire damage.
I'm going to use my reaction.
Mm-hmm.
And as it's coming towards me, I'm going to pull up my cloak and... distract it so it only gets like kind of a good bite on me. So I have it.
Evasion?
Yeah.
Great.
Nice.
Un parfait.
You're hitting the square button a lot.
So that's
yes.
So that's
I think
five
you're, gonna,
and
you're doing this thing.
Yes.
Do I get to have both of them since it's happening at the same time?
Ooh, is that?
Because it is all one John.
It is all technically one attack.
One John. It's one John.
Yeah, so yes, yeah. Yeah. Because you're right, because it's all one attack. So yes, so both will be halved.
So it was 6 and 11?
So it is 11 rounded down to 5, and then 6 rounded down to 3.
Okay, 8. Okay.
So 8 total. This one is going to come over here.
Uh-oh.
It's going to come right up to you, Artemis.
Oh, what? What the hell, man?
Oh. Wait, attack of opportunity.
If you want to make attack of opportunity, you certainly can cast.
I absolutely will. I was just saying in terms of like, I'm right here, you dummy. But yeah, I absolutely will take an attack of opportunity. Okay. Yeah. Swing out with the blood spear.
Reckless abandon.
Rage-filled hatred. 23 to hit.
Wow.
Yes, it does.
Wow!
Kill it.
Here's hoping.
Kill it.
Yes. Okay, max damage.
Nice.
For 17.
Wow!
Ooh. Okay. This is on number 2.
Yes.
Damn.
What do you mean, okay? Didn't you mean to say, how's it happen?
Not quite.
How's the pup looking?
Still pretty healthy.
Oh, don't call him a pup.
You do manage to get him, but he runs forward. He runs right up to you, Artemis, and he throws his head back like he's going to howl at the moon. But instead of howling, he then again throws his head forward, and a mote of flame shoots out of his mouth. I need both Artemis and you, Drogar.
Oh,
shit.
To make a dexterity saving throw.
Yeah, quite the range.
It's a 6.
6? Okay, Tyler, what'd you get?
Okay. 22.
Nice.
Okay, great. So, Tyler, that's a success for you. Ned, I'm afraid that's a fail. Yikes. Ned.
Oh, boy.
You were going to take 23 points of fire damage.
The fuck?
Damn.
I got bad news for you.
No.
No. That's going to actually only be 12 because I'm resistant to fire.
Oh! That's not bad news at all!
That's great.
Wait, are you
I'm a fucking dragon! Okay, yes. So then you will also take 12, Tyler.
Okay.
Points of fire damage.
So Drogar just goes, oh, jeez!
He uses the arm he just tore off.
Yeah. The chainmail.
He's like slamming the chainmail.
Okay.
Bad.
Now this is gonna close. That is the end of round one, everybody! We did it!
Yay!
We're all still alive.
Back to the Tums. However, she's gone now. Got sucked through a hole.
Yep.
To a different dimension?
Boy, that changes everything, doesn't it? Okay. These are the rules that I'm making up for myself. Okay, number two is going to Ludmilla, sending her hounds forward, looking at you, Kaz. Having seen her sister just sucked through this hole in the floor, she just kind of like rolls her eyes. And then you again see those bat-like wings spread out, and she shoots up into the air, heading towards the cart. But that's going to be her turn. Artemis, you're up.
Okay. I am looking rough, by the way.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Pretty rough. Okay, and I'm in a tough spot. I don't want to step out and take a hit, so I'm going to cast Hunter's Mark on the Hellhound.
Okay.
And then I'm going to just rip two shots off at him.
All right, go ahead.
Oh, boy. No more shitty rolls. You got to be kidding me. I rolled a nat 20 and a nat 1.
No!
Tyler, now.
Are you serious? Does that average out?
That is the worst.
Oh, no. So that's your second nat one that you've rolled this fight.
Tyler, throw those dice out!
It's been a different dice every time. I roll a shitty roll, I've been getting rid of them.
So you try to draw back the arrow, but it just snaps at you, and the arrow like twang and goes like spinning out into the distance. And in fact, you're gonna take 2 points of damage as like the string of your bow rips across the palm of your hand.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna take one more shot.
Okay.
16 and a 19.
That'll do it. Yeah, that's enough.
Okay.
Roll
down.
Shooter!
Oh my god! I rolled a 1 on my d8, so that's 5 points of damage for the bow, and then plus 2 for the Hunter's Mark, so 7 total.
Okay.
It's you're worried about Sasha.
Yeah, you find your mind obscured, Artemis, worrying about your faithful animal companion.
Yeah.
Anything else, Artemis?
I will say a prayer to my goddess who can't hear me, and then I'll end
my turn. Oh my god!
Bro, are you alright?
Tyler!
Bro, are you alright?
I'm coming!
Dwitty's coming, Tyler, hold on! Help is on the way, dear! Help is on the way,
alright, counselor, that brings us to you.
Fuck. What are the rules for hiding?
You can make
I can do it as a bonus action because I have a cunning action.
Then you still have to make a stealth check, which is going to be difficult right now because there's an enemy right on top of you.
And even in like a wooded area with shadows at nighttime?
So like I would let you try to hide in the forest because, I would certainly let you. However, an enemy is right on top of you. I'm going to say you're going to have to get out of within 5 feet of an enemy to try to hide for sure.
Okay. I'm going to use my bonus action, and I'm going to, this hound's barking at me, and I'm going to think to Sangfree, and I'm just going to think Sasha.
Trying to get Sangfree to go find Sasha. Sasha. Mm-hmm. Great. Okay.
Sangfree can move.
Give me a survival check.
Does Sangfree get any bonuses because it's a bird with hawk vision?
Sure, yeah. This could be considered perception based on sight, so do it with advantage.
Nice.
That's a 2. Okay, so 15.
Great, Sangfree takes off into the woods. You get the sense that they understood your command.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And then I do that, and then I turn up my heavy crossbow, and I'm like, looking at the thing, whatever. And this is Artie.
So this is Ludmilla, who is up in the air. Mm-hmm. This is a hellhound, that's Artemis.
And how is the hellhound looking? It got damaged, right?
Yeah, you can see notable signs of damage on it.
Okay, so then I don't put my hole back towards the hellhound, because I'm not a fool. But I get down on one knee, and and all this is happening very quickly,
by the way.
And I pull it back, and I like the distance between Artie and like the fucking dog, and I'm like, that should do it.
Okay. This will still be a disadvantage because you have an enemy within 5 feet.
Oh, man. Really?
Yeah.
If I were to disengage, I'm going to try to move away from it.
Okay. It's going to attack. I think it is going to connect with a 19.
I'm a 14.
Yeah, that's going to connect. Mm-hmm. It'll hit with a bite. So you are going to take another 10 points
Jeez.
Of piercing damage.
Louise.
And...
Every attack has this bonus shit.
And 6 points of fire damage.
Okay. Cloak!
I think you already did it, right?
This is the new turn.
But this is a new turn. Yeah, so that's turn. Fine. Yeah, that's fine. So yeah, you can have that again.
I go, nice try! So it's 8.
Great. So yes, so then you can move away from it.
And so it goes to bite me. Cloak!
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Get hit! And I dash. I don't dash. That's an actual thing. But I move between the trees and... And this is heavy terrain, you said?
In the trees is rough terrain, so it just takes double movement.
5, 10, 15, 20... Yeah, I'm gonna go here. And now!
Now! Okay, fire away.
click,
boom!
It's a... 14.
And who are you shooting at?
The dog.
This dog?
Yeah.
Okay, 14?
14.
No, I'm sorry.
Motherfucker.
Shit. You find your angle amongst the trees, but it just... Like, it, like, leaps at Artemis just as you fire off. It's just bad. It's just bad luck. Yeah, just bad luck. Anything else, Callister?
Does dropping a weapon take an action?
Yeah, I would say you can just drop it sort of as a free action, but it is dropped.
So I'm going to... This thing didn't work, and this dog's going to come bite me again. Mm-hmm. And it's been really good to me, so I give it a little kiss.
Thanks, love.
I gently, I clear some ground. And gently, like
very gingerly place.
Well, no, this sounds like a full action to me. Yeah.
And I think, thank you, Tapio.
Okay, great.
And then I ready myself. Well, and then I prepare for this dog.
Great.
I take out my bedroll.
Yeah.
The more adjectives you use, the more it becomes an action.
Has this ever happened to you?
Ah, my organ.
Sounds like you need a dice tray. Our sponsor, C4 Labs, is the place to get TTRPG accessories for any type of gamer. From dice towers to trays, coasters to computer cases, C4 Labs has what you need. Check out these testimonials from actual goons.
As a Valentine's baby, I got the love of my dice, Valentine's Dice Tray. Now life really is like a box of chocolates, and I always know what I'm gonna get. It's dice!
As a man who knows his wood, their walnut-top drink coasters with built-in dice holders drives me walnuts!
But that's not all. For added spooky fun, C4 Labs also has a plethora of Call of Cthulhu-themed accessories. Here's Kay, our resident keeper of arcane lore, to tell you all about it.
I got the Cthulhu dice tray with matching dice tower. They whisper the secrets of the universe to me while I sleep.
So head on over to c4labs.com today and use our special coupon code GOON15 at checkout for a 15% discount code. He's got on your order.
Bro, breathe.
GOON15 for 15% off your order.
C4 Labs, quality craftsmanship for quality gameplay.
So that about? Brings us to Kaz. You're up. The the portal has closed. Valanta is gone.
My bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the baddest bitch broken now?
It was always. No, we still
don't
know.
Why is the hole gone?
It was always.
It closed up.
It closed up at the end of last turn.
Yeah. I know, right?
Here was our strategy.
As holes are wont to do.
Okay, so yeah, we had this moment, Ludmilla and I, where we locked eyes across the hellhole.
How romantic.
Is that what they call it these days?
What do you call it? And I think as Lidmilla's like wings came like she took two javelins like but then Lidmilla just like flew over her.
Yeah.
And so she's like kind of snarled. She went
You gonna huck him?
I'm gonna huck him at this is a hellhound, right?
That's correct, yes.
And that's a hellhound.
Correct.
Actually, retcon all that about the javelins.
Never happened.
It's gone.
Just a
Jabba who?
She didn't take out javelins. She did take out the blood spear.
Great.
The great axe. The great axe. These are undead.
Okay. It all counts.
She learned her lesson. Mm-hmm. And yeah, frustrated at Ludmilla making a flighty escape, she's going to take a running swing at this hellhound.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's.
Yeah, so she's, you know, trusting that its attention is focused on Artemis, she runs, leaps up into the air, and tries to take a swing at it.
Go to.
For a 17 to hit.
Well, this also would be advantage, because you're flanking with Artemis. Oh, so nice. If you wanted to, just in case.
Yeah. Maybe I'll crit, yeah. I don't. Okay, 17 to hit.
But that hits, yes.
This is, okay, so it's plus an additional 2 because I'm raging, so this is plus 7. 8. 8 points of damage.
Nice. Points of damage. Okay, yes. Anything else?
I'll attack
again. Yes, attack again. Go! Go 2!
Yes. I will do the same thing once more with feeling. With advantage, right? Because I'm flanking?
Yep.
Good, because that was a 1. And that's going to be 14.
No, damn. I'm sorry.
Damn. That's what I got.
Fuck!
This thing's DC must be like a 15 or a 16.
So you get the first one, but then it kind of like whips, it like scurries around as you come around for the second one, reacting to your first hit.
Drat.
Anything else, Kaz?
No.
Okay, that's going to bring us back to Anastria over here.
Give us 2 dex saves.
Wisdom saves.
2.
So that's a 6.
Fail.
And a 4.
Fail! Both fail.
So roll damage, y'all.
That is 6d8 damage.
Wow!
13 from me.
14 from me.
Wow. Shit!
Wow, wait,
yes, the intertwining of
a massive of this dwarf paladin
flanked by little tallyhos in the like, oh, that's
and
awesome.
Then an elven cleric that's like and throwing tallyhos out. Fucking.
Oh, that's great. Okay. Okay, here we go. So she gets buffeted. She gets buffeted by like your faithful companions, Drogar, and the tallyhos flanking them. And she gets battered and like barely manages to keep her balance in the air. And she like throws her head back from the pain of all of your spiritual companions buffeting her. And when she swings her head back, her eyes have gone completely dark, like a shark's eyes. And for the first time, that like shit-eating grin that she's had since the moment you entered Barovia goes away. And she bares her serrated teeth, and she says, "You're not fun anymore!" And she opens her maw and screams. Both of you need to give me a constitution saving throw.
Winnie, what is it with you and maws?
I love a good maw.
As a high-pitched, bellowing scream racks your body.
Okay. Would this happen to be a saving throw against fear?
No. It's worse. It's way worse.
Oh. Wow. I got a 4.
Drogar. Okay, Drogar, you're gonna save. So you're buffeted by these sort of like sonic waves. Hearing these screams, Winnie. At first, you can just hear them, and you kind of like, amongst the burning wreckage, you clap your hands to the sides of your heads, and you hear these screamings. And as they like ring through your head, they turn into the cacophonous sounds of that moment in Imlay, as the soldiers closed and around you, hear the panicked screams of families, friends, and you drop immediately to 0 hit points.
What is that? What spell is that? What spell is that?
Is that like power word kill or something?
The banshee scream.
Am I still in a burning carriage?
It is now your turn. You're at 0 hit points. Please make me a death saving throw.
Oh, no.
No.
Okay, that's 1.
One on the bad column. Oh, no.
Drogar, you're up.
Oh, fuck me.
Yep.
Drogar will step into the flames.
Yeah!
Because he is resistant to fire. He will pick Winnie up as
Will you tell me what can I pick her up as part of my movement action?
We'll make it your action if you wanna like lift her up.
I'm gonna call it
an action.
Because
you have to do it very carefully. You know, you have to maneuver the wreckage, you have to make sure, you know, to get her out of the flames. To remove her from this situation, it has to be done carefully. So I'm gonna call it an action.
All right, fair enough. I do that as my action. She's up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
So I will move with Winnie in my arms.
Mm-hmm. Also, Drucker, give me a sort of dex save as you like throw your hands into the burning wreckage.
Okay. That is a natty 17 on the die.
Great. You'll take half and then halved again. 2, 4, 9 So 9, 4, 2. So you'll take 2 fire damage.
Okay.
You can't even feel it. Yeah. It like maybe your robes sort of like singe away, but your scales, your brilliant brass golden scales are left, in fact, magnified by the flames dancing around them.
So I will pick her up, and I'm actually going to move, and I am going to gingerly lay her on the ground next to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm just going to stay there. And now the dog and Lidmilla are within my
guardians. I don't want to tell you your business, but if you have healing word, that is a bonus action.
I do not have healing word.
Okay, never mind.
Healing word's a peace cleric spell.
So I'm going to say you lay her down sort of in the soft forest here between you and Callister.
Sure.
Great. Okay, that's going to bring us to the dogs.
Do the dogs also need to make wisdom saving throws?
They do.
This one does now.
Yep.
One is going to go first. So he's going to go 5, 10, 15. Okay, gonna attack Callister.
Actually,
and he's
doesn't matter. I'm unconscious.
Yeah, so the spell.
But
ends.
I still have mine up.
You got it.
So yeah, he so still needs
but
to.
But yeah, uh huh. So that is
wisdom saving throw.
Yep. So he'll make that okay. With a nat with a 20.
That's still half damage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Rocks.
Nice.
Roll him.
Wow.
Nice work.
Wow. Hey, how much?
You take 11 points of damage.
Excellent. Great.
It's worth it.
So yes, as it comes in, but it is still going to attack you, Callister. But it's going to miss with an 8. So that's going to bring us to number 2, who's going to make a save.
Great. So I can't do another one of those uncanny dodges, mm-hmm. but I pretend like I can, and I pull my cloak up. And I got
one
candy
dodge.
I got nothing. He falls for
it. So smoke and mirrors.
Drogar clocks that. I was like, Callus, what are you doing?
Don't tell him.
You don't know if these dogs speak common, mate.
What?
Okay. 2, it also has to make a save.
Could you ever uncanny dodge?
But it's going to fail.
The whole time?
Roll damage.
More rocks.
Are you even a rogue?
14 can he dodge?
14?
14 points.
So it goes leaping again towards Artemis, and you can see its skeletal jaws open, right for Artemis's throat. But as it leaps through the air, it begins to disintegrate from the head back.
As this dwarf, this big bearded dwarf just goes, just cuts the head off of this thing, like as it's like.
Yeah, and
forward.
Nothing but lilting ash washes across Artemis. Nice. Good work.
Nice.
Okay.
As that happens, too, Artemis just like gives a look over at Drogar and gives him like the nod, like, thanks for saving my life, buddy.
Okay, that is the end of round 2, if you can believe it. Back to the top.
Wow.
Ludmilla flies over the battlefield and comes down to rest. Behind the burning cart, standing over Irina.
Oh my god.
And she looks down at her. She comes to land over Irina. She looks down at her, just like disgusted as she looks upon Irina. And she looks like just so fucking over it. She just looks down at her and she says, all this trouble over such a wispy thing. You have been nothing but a bother since you came into Strahd's life. I should end you here, but that would be the end of me. Come back home. And she reaches out. No fucking way! Irina tucks and rolls!
You took a dive!
Oh my god, oh my god!
You did teach her to fight.
Just gonna do the next one.
Did she have her javelin yet?
So she like throws her hand forward and Irina like tucks and rolls. And as she and comes to her feet and she like whips her head back around and throws her arm out again, and as she does so, Irina sort of like instinctively pulls up a dagger and just holds it out in front of her, and it goes right through her palm, and she like pulls back and hisses. That monstrous facade coming again. She does not get a hold of Irina. That's crazy.
Oh my god.
Okay. Wow. That's wild. Okay. Artemis, you're up.
Oh.
All right, so there's still a hellhound near me?
No, that hellhound has recently disappeared. The other one is over in the forest here by Callister.
Okay. I'm going to use my bonus action to transfer my hunter's mark, because I think the one that disappeared is the one that had my hunter's mark on, right?
Yes, that's correct, yeah.
Oh, wait. Can I transfer it if it's not killed? I guess I can't, can I?
I did kill it.
Yeah, it was killed. You're good.
Okay, cool.
So I'm gonna switch it to Anastria, and I'm also gonna look at Drogar, and I'm looking rough, but I'm standing, and I just look at him and I go, save the child, talking about Winnie, and then I'm just gonna rip two shots off at Anastria.
Fire away.
The one that's messing with Irina is the one.
Okay, yeah. Fire away.
That is a natty 18. About time. And I rolled a 6 on my D6 for the hunter's mark, but only a 2 on my D8. But so that's 12 points of damage.
Okay.
And then I'm going to do the same thing again. A 14 on the die, so that's a 23.
Yep.
Uh-huh. All my D8s are gone. It's a 3, but it's still better. I'll take it. And a 5 on the D6, though.
Okay.
So another 12 points of damage.
Great. Great. Anything else?
And that's it.
Okay. Callister, you're up. You've got this doggy on you. You've got an unconscious Winnie next to you.
Placed here, Irina, Pasha, and Gertrude.
All right, Callister's going to cross his fingers.
Okay.
And he's going to go, here goes nothing.
What do you mean, here goes nothing? What are you trying?
And he crosses his fingers.
Nothing.
And he
that.
Gives Winnie a pat on the head with his, what's the ASMR healing thing?
Oh, the healing hands.
Healing hands. Mm-hmm. And he gives Winnie a pat on the head with healing hands, and he tumbles out of the woods and books it for Irina. And I'm going to use...
So how much HP is that to Winnie?
It's my level, and we're 7? Yes. Is that right?
Yep. Yeah.
Because some things say...
Healing hands. As an action, you touch a creature, it points equal to your level. It's just level.
Okay.
Level. But that's enough to get her back up.
I give Winnie a little pat. Do I have any?
So that's your action.
Okay. I'm going to pull my cloak up. Ha ha! Disengage.
Okay.
As my bonus action.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm gonna go 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40.
Okay, great.
And I tell Irina, I go, Love, hold on to me for dear life.
Okay, great. Anything else, Callister?
That's it.
Okay, Kaz, you're up.
Cool. Okay. I think I want to go after that hellhound because it's really close to when mm-hmm. he's still really low. Mm-hmm. So she's watching all of this, and I was thinking for a really long time that I want to just go like charge all the way over to Lidmilla and just like fucking tackle her. But seeing Callister beat her to it, she's like, okay, he's got it. I'm gonna attack this hellhound instead. I'm gonna I have 40 feet of movement, so that should be plenty.
Roll the hit.
Fuck it, I'm gonna do it recklessly. Let's get reckless. And this is with the Great Axe. Nice. So that's a 22.
Yeah, that'll certainly hit.
22 to hit, and then the Great Axe is a d12. And this is still plus 7 because I'm raging. 18 damage.
Okay.
Wow.
Reckless attack. Numero dos! Mm-hmm. Because it's still alive, and I don't like that. It's 20...
That'll hit.
Something. 20-something.
Yeah, that'll hit.
15 damage.
How's it happen?
Wowee! Yes.
All right. Woo! So I think she's like, she's gearing up to go do this to Ludmilla, like just take this running tackle at her, but then sees everything kind of shake out, kind of shakes off some of the like the rage urge she has to just like fuck her up, and is like, okay, well there's more danger over there, and just does the exact same thing she had planned. She like does a running diving tackle, like blade of the great axe first at this thing, knocks it off of its feet, kind of like rolls around with it for a second, ends up on top of it, and just brings it down.
Ka-chung!
And it turns into ash, not but ashes at your feet.
Gross.
Excellent.
Not even worth a pelt.
Anything else, Kev?
Nope.
Great. That is gonna bring us to Anastria again.
Oh, jeez.
Who is gonna look around at y'all and say, this isn't even worth it anymore. You all are being such a bore. She's gonna also fly over to Irina.
No!
Try and grab hold here. Okay, yeah, so Anastria, like, falls down through the air and almost, like, piggybacks on top of Irina. And you can see her wings starting to beat, like she's gonna lift off next turn. Winnie, you're back up.
Oh my god. So where is Irina now? Is she on your back?
I'm going to say that this is Irina.
We're standing next to each other. Irina hasn't made an action to grab me.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Okay. At 7 hit points, I just and I've missed some stuff. And so I get up really quick and just like, as I gasp awake, eraser dust puffs off of me and I just instinctively do Balm of Peace around me so that I can get...
Technically
I can get Kaz, Artemis, and Drogar.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Okay.
D6 and your mod?
It's just 2d6, is that right?
And your mod. And your wisdom mod.
9 for Kaz. 13, Artie. Heal up.
Yes. Thank you.
15, Drogar.
Nice.
Jesus Christ.
And I just... What was that? 5, 10? I just start stumbling towards Irina. That's as far as I can get.
Okay. Okay.
I'm just looking at her through the flames, and I just try and make eye contact with her. And with my bonus action, I feel like I'm still... I wake up like I've woken up from a nightmare, and I still feel like I'm in the nightmare. So I kind of wake up feeling like I'm back in Emily with the soldiers closing in, and I look through the flames at her. And just like then, when like the dust was starting to kick up and I lost my mom's hand, I just yell, "Hey!" through the flames, like trying to get her attention, but I still only have like 7 hit points. So I'm just kind of stumbling towards her.
You see Anastria is sort of on her like a backpack right now. And you can see her wings flapping, and she's like, everyone's like, her feet lift off a little bit, but she struggles, and she's trying to keep herself down on the earth. And for just half a second, you lock eyes for a moment, but then she's jilted again as Anastria tries to lift her up into the night of the dark night of the air. Drogar, you're up.
Drogar, as Winnie is kind of stumbling, he takes 2 big steps and just puts a hand on your shoulder, and you feel huge burst of energy go through you, and you're gonna take 15 hit points back.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Nice. And
nice. Thank you.
Yes. So that's 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. And this is...
That's Irina, this is Anastria, this is Ludmilla. Jeez, this is tense.
Yep. I will focus my concentration on the Spirit Guardians as I move into this space.
Great. Great.
And that one.
So that'll be the end of the round. The Hellhounds are gone. So yeah, Irina with Anastria, like trying to lift her up into the air, will throw out a hand Callister.
And of course.
And like grasp hold. Yeah.
I'll pull her into me.
Okay. So then that is going to bring us back around to Ludmilla.
Give me a saving throw.
Yes, correct.
Ooh. Oh, I think she's taking some damage from those.
And that will fail with a 5.
Oh.
Is she at full health right now, or has she been damaged?
Ludmilla has been damaged a little bit, but she looks pretty so okay.
That's going to be 13 points of radiant.
Okay, great. She's going to come down right behind you, Callister.
Of course.
Reel back her hand like a spear and just...
Of course. I'm going to say I saw her land, like, take off on a flight, and I follow, and I'm watching her.
Okay. 13. Yes, so that's a 19 to hit.
That hits for sure.
And she is going to grapple you. It just grapples all the way down this fight. And then she's going to try to bite you, Callister.
Jeez.
Who wouldn't want to?
Who wouldn't? 17.
Snack.
17 to hit. And you are going to take... 11 points of piercing damage, and 9 points of necrotic damage.
Okay, and I go, "What's that?" And and she like gets distracted, and I half it with the reaction.
Okay, great.
Nice.
So that's 11, so 5 regular damage, right? And then how much necrotic?
So 4.
4? And that means I can't be healed.
4 can't be healed. Yeah.
Four cannot be healed back. Yes. But that's going to be her turn. Artemis, you're up.
All right, now, so what's going on with Irina right now? Is Anastria, does she have her?
Anastria has her grappled, but she's also holding on to Callister for dear life.
And Ludmilla's grappling.
And Ludmilla's holding on to Callister.
Oh, no! Women!
Grapples
all the way
down.
Is there any sort of targeted shot I can do to try to help Irina?
You can attack Anastria or Ludmilla.
Can I, is there anything I can do to try to help her break free of the grapple? Like, can I try to shoot Anastria in the armor?
I don't think so. They're on there real good.
Take some shots, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, and I have one spell slot left, so.
Artie, do you still have Entangling Shot?
Yeah, but I have one spell left.
Oh, you've got one use left.
One slot.
Yeah, so, and I still got my Hunter's Mark active.
And who's it active on? Ludmilla or?
Anastria. I thought you put it on Anastria.
Oh, the one that was
originally on Irina, which I think was Ludmilla. I think I said Anastria at first, but I meant Ludmilla because she was the one that
whichever
was
you like, yeah.
On Irina.
Whichever you like.
Whoever was on Irina first.
That's Anastria. Ludmilla. Yeah. So yeah, what would you like to do?
Ludmilla. Okay. Okay, I'm just gonna rip. I really want to shoot Anastria, but I think the smart move is to shoot Ludmilla with the Hunter's Mark. So I'm gonna take two shots at her. All right. 14 for the first shot.
No, that'll miss.
There is an advantage because I'm there with
them. No, range doesn't get flanking.
Come on, Chungus. Oh my god! I'm throwing all my dice out! That was a 13.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but that goes wide.
And I'm just gonna... Can I just throw my fucking bow at one of them?
Roll to hit!
You're doing great.
What I will say is, then can I just yell at Anastria and say like, come after someone your own size, you ugly hag. Try to maybe get an intimidation check.
She's my size!
Like I am half your size, you brute!
And you're twice as
that's
ugly.
That's a child!
Twice as ugly.
Twice as ugly!
That's a child! I thought he said, did I stutter?
Yeah, that sounds better.
No, I like yours, Tyler. I like twice yours. As ugly.
Anything else?
I'm gonna, I don't know, pray that I roll better next round.
All right, Callister, that brings us to you.
Callister's feeling for Sangfrey.
Ah, sure. Give me a, perception check.
Ooh, 19!
You, for a moment, kind of, just in the course of a normal blink, you kind of close your eyes for a moment and try to reach out with your senses and see through his eyes. And you can. You see the roadway, whooshing by beneath you. And for a moment, you hear the sound of padded feet tearing across a dirt road.
Okay.
Can
you
carry on.
How close are they?
You can't tell.
Okay. All right. And so I got, I got Ludmilla on my back, biting my neck,
yes.
All sexy.
Irina's holding you, Anastria is holding Irina. Uh-huh. It's like a game of Twister at a high school crucible cast party.
And I'm looking pretty rough.
Yeah, yeah.
I have some scorch marks, some wounds, some blood dripping down my face, and I look at Irina and I say, "We're not done yet, love. Hold on as tight as you can. Papa Drogar showed up. Winnie will be here soon. Just don't give up, all right?"
She looks at you with fear still ringing in her eyes, but gives you just a shake of her head as she understands.
And I reach out my left hand, and as a bonus action, I call Fortuo.
Okay. Where was it?
In my pocket.
Oh, yeah.
I don't need to take an action. I say his name, Fortuo.
Yeah, it's just whing!
But I put out my offhand.
Yeah, okay. Oh, okay, great.
And then I look at it, and it flickers, and then a shadow that pops up in my right hand, and I cast Shadow Blade.
Oh!
And that's my turn. But now I'm gonna be doing some slicing and dicing.
Great, cool, yes. cool. Okay, cool. Great.
Trigger sees us and goes, "Why did you learn that trick?"
When I level up. Level
all right. That's right. We did do that a couple.
All right, Kaz, you're up.
Okay. All right. Well, the fight's moved on without me, so I'm gonna go join it. She like kind of pokes her head back out of this forest here and looks back over and sees like a straight line, admittedly through a fiery cart. Wait, to Ludmilla.
Can I add something?
Oh,
when I did that, can I say I have both these blades in my hands and then I like hold on to Arena as tight as possible?
Sure. Yeah.
For posterity's sake.
To be clear.
To be clear. Carry on, Cass.
I have them both, and then they reflect the light, and I'm a disco ball. And then we start raving.
Sandstorm.
Yeah. So she's just like, she thinks that thing with the hellhound just then was just a practice round. So she's going to take, I think, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, yeah, 45, 40 feet, rather, to just do, like, the same thing again, charging at Ludmilla.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, so same thing. Just like I want her to like even put a foot on one of the burning wheels of this cart and like leap through the air with her great axe and try to bring it down on Ludmilla.
Yes.
Throwing aside all concern for her own safety and attacking recklessly.
Mm-hmm. Reckless abandon.
Reckless abandon.
Go ahead.
Go through the tower. Okay. So reckless. Oh my god. That might still be okay. That's a 17.
Yes,
that's nice, enough. Nice. Good answer.
Okay. Woo boy.
Hit that lewd woman.
Alrighty.
So very lewd.
7. 9 points of damage.
Okay. 9. Okay.
On Ludmilla. And then now, hopefully, having got our attention, I'm going to try to take another swing with the great axe. 14 to hit.
No, that misses.
Fuck.
No. Anything else, Cass?
No, that's all I got.
Okay, that is going to be on Astraea then.
Wisdom 9. Save, please.
Oh, yes. Come on, baby.
Okay, half.
Oh, half.
All right.
Still something.
We'd love to see it.
Every little bit
rocks.
Nice.
But what is it?
15 half.
So it would be 7.
7. 7 radiant damage.
Okay. Okay. She is going to try to lift up into the air with Irina. She's going to do it with...
I'm coming too!
...with disadvantage.
Come on.
Irina's going to make an acrobatics, an athletics check. Callister, please also make an athletics check.
Oh!
Oh,
God damn it!
Oh.
15.
Fuck, okay. Let's see what Ludmilla gets. So she lifts off into the air, and she starts to pick Irina up, but you manage to hold on to her, Callister. And as she beats her wings, you can feel the wind whipping around you as both of you are lifted up into the
air.
She's
a child! She's not strong!
She's also a vampire.
also, which one is she?
This one.
How high is she able to get us up off the air?
I'm going to say with both of you, she can do half her movement, so 30 feet up.
Fuck! 30 feet up?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Wow.
But you are still holding on to Irina, Callister. Ludmilla, let's go. that brings us to Winnie.
Okay. So here as I am.
I
feel like Tom Cruise.
You see, Anastria is trying to pull Irina back into the air, and like she has her hand out, Callister is like dangling from Irina's arm. All in the air.
Can we say that Arena's still holding on to me, dangling?
Yeah. Sure.
I'm torn between two things.
Trust your instincts.
My instincts are torn between two things.
I'll take the fall damage.
Okay, so Anastria is up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
I'm torn between emboldening bonding as many people as I can to try and give people a boost or just trying to guiding bolt this bitch out of the sky.
Guiding bolt this bitch.
Guiding bolt her.
Yeah, that's what I'd do.
Fuck her
up. I'm gonna try to guiding bolt this bitch out of the sky.
If you were to ask my opinion, I would say kill her.
16.
That'll hit. Roll damage.
Okay.
Is that
66? No, 46. Oh. And the next attack gets advantage.
Yeah.
14 points of radiant damage.
How does it happen?
How does it happen?
Yes!
Yeah! Fucking Winnie, my goddamn yes!
14! I like see like something glowing behind me, and I see it coming over my head, like with these. Like, yeah. Winnie!
No!
Yeah, it's like.
She was seconds away from taking off into the air with Irina.
Wow.
It's like, as I'm walking towards the cart, and I've got 120 feet on this, so I only get this far.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm still below half. So I just like light up the eraser dust in my hand.
Uh-huh.
The fire from the cart catches on the eraser dust. And then you just like, if I'm just picturing like Callister's face and Irina's face, and you just you look back and it's two hands on fire, guiding bolt, and I just like catch this bitch like in the heart, and it just as she takes a deep breath, like radiant, she explodes into light.
Oh, she does. And in fact, yeah, she burns away to cinders. Like her whole body starts to twist and torment. Both Irina and Callister, you're gonna fall, but yeah, like tracing from the charred pit where Winnie's guiding bolt struck her, spreading out from that, like orange cinders burn her body away until all that is left is a fine mist, which you can see shoot off into the night.
Okay.
But she is done.
Deck save?
Yeah. Yes, please.
19.
Great. And I'm going to say you kind of like fall with her.
Oh, yeah. So still take damage?
No, you won't.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she's holding on. She's holding on to me. We're like chest to chest. And I see the bolt coming over my head. And I'm like, Whitey! And I know what's about to happen. So then, like, as it's coming, I hold Irina tight and I start turning. Mm-hmm. And when she disintegrates, I just keep rolling as I hit the ground.
Yeah, and you land, both of you, safely. She won't take any damage either. Well done. Winnie, anything else?
Is that enough?
Winnie will flex.
Drogar is going to look with Kaz and go, "With me!" And he's going to move around this way to flank Ludmilla.
Okay.
And he's just going to point blank guiding bolt.
Right, okay.
Right at her.
Nice.
Natural
20.
Yes!
Come
on! Do it,
somebody grapple this bitch. Make
natural,
sure
natural, 20.
Natural
20!
Natural 20! Natural 20!
Hey, can you grapple?
Through the vampire! Rolling, baby.
That is going to be 66 of damage.
Wait, guiding bolt? That's going to be...
At third level.
That's going to be more than that.
Got it. I think you're right. Hold on.
Everybody, Google.
Okay. Everyone start Googling.
Oh, hold on, I have it here.
46 radiant.
66, because I'm casting it at third level.
Well, it would be 5d6.
No, 66.
No, 66, you're right. And 66. Then roll him, so 12d6.
What? Oh, what?
Because he crit.
Because he crit.
Because I crit.
Yeah.
12d6.
Much more than that.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Do you want some
boy.
d6s?
No, I'm good with these. 30 points.
What? How's it happen, baby?
Yeah.
How's it happen, baby? How's it happen?
Oh, so Drogar just... So I said he says with me, but I think he just, like, he sees Anastria go down, and, like, his like, military instincts kick in, and he looks over at Ludmilla and sees she's distracted, and he just, with two strides, pushes Kaz out of the way and steps next to her, and right at her skull just goes... Boom! And you see this bolt of energy go in one side of her head and out the other side of her head. And she just... And just fucking ragdolls.
And again, yeah, and again, disintegrates to cinders, and you see that, like, corporeal mist just into the night air. That's gonna be the end of that combat, y'all.
Wow.
Good fucking job. Woo! Let's take 10.
Yeah!
Good fucking job. Wow! Wow!
Yes!
Wow! Great work, y'all.
10-minute break.
Let's take 15.
The Critical Fail DM Strahdcast features Dan Eisen as Callister, Ned Price Iannacone as Drogar, Campbell O'Hare as Winnie, Kay Divine Jones as Kaz, Tyler Cantor as Artemis, and me, Trevor William Fail, as your DM. The Strahdcast is edited by Kay Divine Jones and designed by Dan Eisen. Curse of Strahd and its original characters are the creative property of Wizards of the Coast. Our patrons are all exquisite note takers, folks like Mia Francis, Rebecca Lawton, and Amber Jenkins. To directly support the show, you can head over to patreon.com/criticalfaildm and subscribe starting at just $5 a month. You'll instantly unlock over 25 Goon-exclusive extended gameplay video clips, including Callister's fateful talk with Ezek, a bunch of episodes of Goon Talk, our patron-only talk show podcast, Kay's Keeper Notes from our Call of Cthulhu campaign, Madness and Mercy, and so much more, with new stuff being added every week. You'll be sent a code for 15% off everything in our merch store, etsy.com/shop/criticalfaildm, where you can still pick up a Goon Pin button pack featuring adorable art of the party by Rose and Pomegranate. You'll be invited to our private Discord server where all of us goons love to hang out, and you can join play-by-post D&D sessions with the Gaggle, a community of nerds that regularly display levels of kindness and joy I frankly thought impossible on the internet. If you're not ready to support us financially, there are still plenty of ways to help us out. You can follow us on TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram at CriticalFailDM, binge Madness and Mercy on our YouTube channel, and join us there every other Sunday at noon Eastern Standard Time when we do live listens of new episodes of the Strahdcast. Or rate and leave us a review wherever you like to listen. Thanks, Dungeoneers, and take your day with advantage.